Welcome back to Butterfly Podcast here with your host, Dr. Phyllis Pelzer, here serving intentional encouragement with you in mind, inspired encouragement rather, with you in mind and myself. So before I go forward with the thought that God just dropped in my heart, I just want to usher up just a brief word of prayer. Father God, I thank you and I praise you just for this word that you just whispered in my heart. And I pray and trust God that it will serve as a blessing to us, your people, from all walks of life. I thank you, Father God, for blessing us and for elevating us, God. And I thank you, Father God, for releasing us through your word so that we can go forth and soar like the butterfly. In Jesus' name, I pray and be all that you have purpose and plan for us to be. So first of all, also, I just want to say thank you so much for the continuous listeners who comes back to Butterfly and that's supporting. I want to thank you so much. And also remember that if you are being blessed, please be sure to share the blessing with someone who can also use some encouragement and be uplifted in their spirits as well. So the thought that God just dropped in my heart is that how God will meet your needs. That's right. God will meet your needs. I want you to say that with me. Say, God will meet my needs. That's right. And you know what? God will meet your needs. And on yesterday, I had two encounters, that happened where God just divinely intervened without me even asking him. And I mean, he just worked things out in my favor, whereas I was prepared to have to pay for a service, and how God just worked it out with the representative themselves that they recommended in such a way that there was no out-of-pocket expense. And I was just like, wow, God, shut your mouth and just tell God, thank you. And then unexpectedly, God blessed me to meet another servant of his, a woman of God who I don't know, but one of his daughters, and how through by our encounter, how she just volunteered just to say to me, you know, I'm going to put you on my prayer journal. And when someone is placed on my prayer journal, I always pray for them and call their names out to the Lord. And then she blessed me also with a resource, you know, a free book, which is very encouraging and enlightening. And there was no exchanging of us, exchanging contact information to follow up with one another. And then God had me just to usher up a prayer for her. But it was just like so divinely done. And you know what? And I said, Lord, I just thank you how he just will just randomly, unexpectedly, and unapologetically, he would just meet our needs. So whoever is listening to this Butterfly Podcast episode on today, whenever you listen to it, this is just a confirmation and a reinforcement to you that God sees you, that's right, and that whatever the need is, he is going to meet it. So don't be in despair. I'm telling you, just continue to go, continue serving the Lord, with a pure heart, you know, with as much effort as you can. You know, God knows us and he knows that we have bloops and blunders in our lives. And yes, as Pastor Donnie McCoakland wrote that song that says, we fall down, but we get up. You know, and we thank God because even in the fall down, there is a lesson. And even in the get up, there is a greater blessing. So don't be beating up on yourself and penalizing yourself because we serve serve a good, mighty God who already paid the price, a penalty for all of our sins and all of our bloops and all of our blunders while he is yet making us to become who he already perceives for us to be. So you be encouraged on today and just know that God is sending this just to remind someone and also to reinforce that he will meet the need. So whatever the need is, maybe in your life, I'm telling you, God is going to meet that need. There will be no voids in your life where God is concerned, because he is definitely going to meet your need. The word of God says that God will supply your every need. That's right. He will supply it and even grant you your heart's desires. That means that even some of your wants, as long as God sees that it is good for you, that's right, and that it is productive for you, that's right, that it's going to produce good fruits in your life, that's right, and for you, then God will not withhold no good thing from you. You just continue to walk uprightly before him. Be encouraged on today and remember this, that God will meet your needs. Come on, say it with me before we conclude. God will, that's right, God will, remember it's God will meet my needs. God bless.